contrary to the expectations of the Zimbabwean constitution that says local authorities must be governed in the best interest of residents, how can the local authority then carry out that mandate when such officials as the chamber secretary is already making threats without engaging the residents?
But from our understanding, for many residents, they have seen bill rates that have been very, very low compared, obviously, to the past few years. Why are residents not paying on time as the city council wants?
Remember, out of jobs, the majority. The high rate of employment in Zimbabwe does not change for residents of Harare. They are still struggling to make a living. The majority earn less than 200 a month. They need food for their families. They need to send children to school. They also need to pay their utility bills, etc. They have to also pay at council. Unfortunately for the city of Harare, the billing is based on mostly estimates. In most communities, they are not providing the services that are due to the residents.
Would you say that residents, even after the slashing of these rates, are still having issues of estimated billing and also issues of erratic service delivery?
That's correct. This has been the root issue in Harare. It is not that residents do not want to pay. Residents have a challenge paying rates that are beyond their capacity. The affordability of these rates becomes an issue. But most significantly, the BIQ billing system being used by the city of Harare is open to manipulation and has created untold suffering among the residents.